Well, greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus this morning. Certainly refreshing to be here with you all again this morning. We were away with my immediate family and siblings, and that was a good time, but I enjoy being here Sunday morning with you all. So thank you for being here. Be lonely just by myself, so thanks for coming out. So, well, I had this burden on my heart for a little while. Can't say exactly how long it's been, but I've been pondering the thought quite a bit and wrestling with it. And the last time I preached, I studied about it a little bit. It just didn't feel clearing, and I'm glad it didn't, because some more things came to my heart, and knowing I need to share again, I knocked on the door again to see if it would be a clearing this time, and felt the Lord giving me a clearing to share it, and not just a clearing, but felt like He gave me a few things. So I just want to bless the Lord for that. Added to the burden, added to the value of what was on my heart. So just want to bless the Lord. My thoughts, kind of what I'm going to be looking at, is health. We all know what health is, and we know it talks about, when we talk about health, you think about human health, the body of the health of a human body. And I'm going to ask for your help. When you think of a healthy person, what are some things that you think of when you think of a healthy person? Strong, okay. So, not physically weak, but he's strong. Some more. Strong. Any other suggestions?
Energetic.
Thanks for your help. I love preaching for you guys. I'm sorry. What? A balance. Okay. So that's okay. But that. I'm thinking of the attributes of being healthy. That's the things that come out of...
That'd be an appetite.
Okay. Some other physical attributes of health.
Strong immune system.
Strong immune. Okay.
Immune.
I'm sorry. It's not coming to my brain. Help me out. UNE. There it is. Pictured it now. Some more.
Clear complexion.
That's right. Complexion. Complexion. Yes, Nolan.
Maybe this is the same, but I was thinking
bright smile. Clear vision. So, we all can kind of identify, that individual seems healthy, right? We all kind of know what that looks like. But, do we all know what it takes to have some of these things? Let's talk about what makes a healthy person? No. junk food. Thank you. We should say no junk food. Okay, no junk food. That's right.
Clean air.
Clean air. Rest. Mm-hmm.
Discipline.
Peace. Any others? But you get the point, okay? So if you're going to eat junk food, more than likely, something's going to start being affected over here. Is that right? If you're not disciplined, more than likely you won't get your rest. And it'll probably affect your exercise. If you don't have clean air and water, we all know third world countries, you drink the water, you end up, unless you have a really strong immune system. So you all know what a healthy person looks like. Can you help me pick one, somebody from out of the congregation here this morning? Can I have a volunteer? No volunteers? All right, well then I'll pick on you. I don't know. I'm just going to guess. I don't know. Jason Peachy, do you mind coming? You can stand over here. Did you sleep good last night? Got your rest? Okay. You feel healthy?
Yeah.
Okay. Most part? Not fighting a cold? Maybe a little. Not sure yet. Good. So you can actually read your body. You can kind of know when you're strong. It's incredible, isn't it? So, we're going to pretend he's healthy. Not struggling with a cold. What's his function? What can he do?
He can do work.
Step over a little bit further. So he can work. What are some other things he can do?
Respond.
Great. Some more. Inspire it.
Think clearly.
What are some? I mean, you can jump, right? Try it. Healthy. Nolan, you want to try that? Some more. Concentrate. I hate you. We'll just leave that one unwritten.
Play.
You guys are very gracious. Thanks. But, okay, so we know that it's working, okay? Let me check some. Hold on. Pretty much working. I told him something. The head told his hand to touch his nose. Amazing. It's functioning well. Wouldn't you say? Do you want to give him a job to do? You want to tell him to do something now to see if he's healthy? We'll leave that one alone. Unless you want to come up and try it, brother. Thank you for your participation. You may be seated. So we all get the picture of what health looks like. So, God uses the illustration of the body I'm switching now. Okay, so we all know what a healthy body looks like. We've got illustrations here. We know what it looks like, we know what it takes, and we know what it can do. Now I'd like to switch to the church, which is called what? The body of Christ. Okay. The body of Christ. So, the body of Christ, we all know what Christ looked like. We all experienced reading the Bible, seeing how He acted, seeing how He walked in the world. We get a good picture of that. Now, I need your help. Let's write some of these things down. Can we use any of these for the body of Christ? Clear vision. Very good. Stamina. If you spell it for me, I'll be glad to add it to it. I-M-A. Stamina. A healthy church is going to be energetic too. You're going to feel vitality, right? You're going to feel life. It's going to... Not a bunch of... I'm not talking about charismatic. But you're going to have some of it. It's going to be part of Christ. Because Christ was not dull and just... He was alive. He breathed. He felt. He moved. Any others? Church. Body.
He gave us the front service this morning.
Yes.
Charity. Kindness.
The whole list. I thought, too, that was beautiful. That was knowledge, temperance, patience. Anything else?
Zeal.
Any others? I forgot one for the healthy person. Temperature wise, what's a healthy person's temperature? 98.6. So he's not going to have a fever. He's going to, right? Isn't that a good sign that he's has good health? So. Should the body of Christ be what? Should we just go to the biblical scripture? Don't be lukewarm. I wish you were either cold or hot. That's what Jesus said. I really think He wanted us to be hot. Let's just stay biblical, not lukewarm. And you, so we all know the work of God. Missions. Isn't that going to... Aren't you going to be able to see mission... Or that's, I guess that's over there. We'll leave that over there. Okay. Now let's go to things that the body of Christ should be doing. Okay? In order for it to be a healthy church, it's going to have to do things too, correct? In order for it to be a healthy body, it needs to do things.
Taking care of the widows.
Taking one anotherings. I don't know. Is one anotherings a word? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
The poor.
Passion. Yeah, I mean, that is a whole list. I think I'd like to spend a little time on just the one anotherings, bring it a little bit more back. I mean, let's talk about that a little bit. Let's name a few of the one anotherings. Let's make that practical, because that's a large part of a healthy body.
Love one another.
Another one. Encourage one another. Pray. I think I ought to write that list down. I missed one. What did you say, Roy?
Encourage.
Submit. Exhort.
Serve one another. Forgive. Receive.
Bear one another's burdens. Didn't quite hear it. Try it again. Esteem? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hate when I can't picture the word in my mind. It just... You guys make me nervous or something. Esteem.
E-S.
Yes. So beautiful when it clicks in your mind. Boom, there it is. Yeah. I must not have good health in my brain. That's it. Okay, beautiful. So all this one anothering. And when you see this list and this list, that and this, you start realizing that it's doing what Christ called the church to do. And what does that make the church become? A healthy, strong church. And the beautiful thing is, let's talk about what it can do. What can it do now? Remember, we had Jason up here. He's strong. He's healthy. He was able to jump. He's able to hear. What can the church, what can the healthy church do, brothers and sisters?
Can give.
Evangelize. Hear. Heal. It can heal broken hearts. I mean, that's all part of it too, isn't it? Glorify, hallelujah. Feel. That's all part of encouraging. Thought it was in there. Compassion. We can become the body of Christ. We can live out what Christ did when He was here in the earth. When the church is healthy, it can move out into the world and do the things like Christ did. And that's beautiful, brothers and sisters, isn't it? Just like when we see Jason up here and he jumps, and it's good to see good health. We love to see it. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and just going to read some things out of there. Just to add to the whole thing of the body. What the gifts are that Christ gives to the body and the Spirit gives to the body. Let's just read that. Hopefully it will add to the whole mental picture of what spiritual, godly, healthy church can and will do. We'll start in verse 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these things... All these worketh that one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as He will. I'm going to just stop reading for right now. So we heard it this morning in 2 Peter, add to your faith knowledge. That's even in here. Virtue, and the gifts. I mean, and the And the things that Brendan was talking about were given by how? How were they given? I'm referring to as, didn't he say, they are only given and able to be done by the Spirit of God. If I remember how he said that. So all these come from the Spirit of God. From Christ. That it may be that people, that the church, that the body of Christ can do the works that are needing to be done on earth. Let's keep reading. We left off in verse 10. We're beginning starting in verse 11. But all these worketh that one and self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one, and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were a hearing, where were the smelling? But now God has set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased Him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? Let's stop reading again. But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased Him. So Jason here, when we had Jason Peachy here, did he have an arm missing? Did his knees work? Do you think you would be able to jump if the knees weren't there? Do we believe God's word this morning? That the members of this body are brought here by God. And if they are brought here by God, are they doing what God intended them to do? And I think it comes down very personal. Who makes up the church? Who makes up the body of Christ? Help me out. Who makes up the body of Christ? Needy souls. Believers. There's a difference there. Sanctified needy souls. Yeah. Called out ones. Do any of you fit in that category? Are you a sanctified needy one? All of us. All of us. All of us. Do we eat junk food? Do we drink dirty water? Do Do we get our rest? Are we disciplined? Do we exercise? Are you reading the Word of God? Are we at peace? Do we have unsettled issues in our heart? You, brothers and sisters, make a church to have the ability to jump. You, brothers and sisters, have the ability to minister to hurting souls. You, brothers and sisters, make a healthy church have the ability to glorify God. Do the leaders have their parts? Absolutely. Does the person that speaks in tongue have its part? Yes. Does the one that interprets tongues have its part? Absolutely. The question that I want to raise to you, are you doing what it takes to make the church healthy, that it can hear the Word of God? Are you hearing the Word of God on a daily basis for your own personal life? Are you endeavoring to evangelize? Sorry, I'm getting mixed up over there. Do you have a heart for widows? Are you doing it? God has equipped it. Like it says in verse 18, but now God has set the members, every one of them in the body, as it has pleased Him. It pleases God to set you among us. Or do you find the tendency to, well, that's the church. Well, that's the church. Well, that's the church. The church should do that. The church should do this. The church should do that. Who makes up the church? I want you to own the church, brothers and sisters. You are a part of the body of Christ. Okay? And it's you, it's us that get the opportunity to make this church healthy. And I'm not up here saying it's not healthy. But I think it's just good for us to, I know it's good for me, to just listen to what it takes to have good physical health. It's good to be reminded that eating chips and soda just isn't healthy. Right? It's good to hear that every once in a while. And that was my desire again this morning, that we just look at what does it take to make a healthy body? I don't know where we're at. I certainly hope we're not cold or lukewarm. But if we are, let's move it. Let's exercise. Let's get a clear vision. Let's get a purpose for why you come every Sunday and sit among us. Let's get a vision of why we come to brothers' meeting and we sit there. Let's get a vision. Let's get a clear vision. Let's get stamina. Let's get zeal for the work of God. That the church could be a healthy church. That it can move and that the functions of the church would just glorify God. That it would bear one another's burdens and that it could admonish each other and exhort one another and rebuke one another. Some of those things aren't always good, but they are what a healthy church does. Do you want to have a healthy body? Do you want to have a healthy physical body? But it's a real wrestle sometimes to have a healthy physical body when these are so good. Should we let our appetites roll? If it was just all by our feelings and our appetites, it's not going to work. We have to be led by the Spirit. We have to be led by the Spirit of God and walk by faith and get in the Word of God and eat healthy, good food. Like Christ says, eat of my body. Are we partaking of Him? Okay, let's keep reading, starting again in verse 19. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need. For our comely parts have no need. But God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body. But that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversity of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret it? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. And what he's setting the stage for there in the last verse of chapter 12 is setting the stage for chapter 13, where love is the more excellent way. Because if we don't have love, it's going to be hard to suffer with others. If we don't have love, it's going to be hard to have one brother honored when you're not the one that's being honored. And it's going to be hard for you to rejoice with that one. But if we have love there in the body, by the Spirit of God, we can build the body. We can make it become a healthy church, a healthy body. I'd like to discuss a little bit more of some things that what are some negative things that are we didn't take the time to what are some negative things to the health of a healthy church, did we? We didn't spend any time on negatives on that side, did we? I don't recall that we did. Let's spend a little bit of time. I think I brought some of that out, but let's just talk about that a little bit more. What are some negative things that are... We did talk about a little bit about... Yeah, we did a little bit.
What would junk food be in the spiritual...
Well, let's talk about that. Let's get practical. What is junk food in a spiritual sense? Let's talk about it.
Gossip.
Any other ideas of what junk food is?
Media.
Doesn't feed the soul very well, does it? Sorry?
Pride.
Oh. Ain't gonna be no rejoicing with somebody that's honored when you got pride in your heart. You're gonna... More. I'm sorry.
Ungodly music.
Critical. Very good. What did you say? Self-centeredness. Let me ask you a question. What about personal debt? Does that affect the body? Any more? What about our time? It's getting away from the junk food a little bit, but if we don't spend our time wisely, and this is what I'm thinking about, time. This world has, our lives have so many things that we can give our time to. And this is what I want to raise a little bit here, is if we spend our time going after things that are not really wrong, but are they doing this, any of this? I think Satan enjoys to fill our time with that, materialism, gossip, media, music. He loves to fill our time up with that. Entertainment, recreation. Is recreation wrong? I'm not trying to say recreation is wrong. Do we have the energy for these then? is this important? I'm wrestling with knowing how to do that in my own personal life. How am I disciplined in the things that don't really matter so I can do the things that really matter? So God help us to be sensitive on our time, that we do what it takes so we can do the things that are important to the kingdom of God. Are you getting what I'm saying, brothers and sisters? Any more on negative things that materialism, that's all part of worldly pursuits, carnal desires, that falls into, yeah. Let's be mindful that we want a healthy... The reason we don't follow after the world and the things that they go after, let's say materialism, and the things we want to press... The reason we want to press against materialism is why? Why? Why do we want to press against materialism? Is it wrong to have things? Abraham was so rich. Can we say that if we're not careful, this will keep us from being healthy? Is that true? Okay. So what's important? Media. Recreation. And there again, we do these things. And we have a free conscience, and we're clear, and it's not wrong. You're free before God. Do you have time for them? That's the challenge to my own heart. You know, we get what we want. We get, I guess what I'm trying to say is, there's a trade-off. And if we're going to spend our time on things that don't make for a healthy body, we won't have a healthy body. Just like if we spend our time not getting our rest and eating junk food, we're not going to be healthy physically. So it is in the health of a church. And there again, brothers and sisters, it's every one of you that come here on a regular basis that make the health of the church. Okay, so I want you to take personal responsibility for the health of your body that you are a part of. Okay, can I say that again? I want you to take the personal responsibility for the health of Joy Christian Fellowship. Okay. I am personally responsible of what I do, how it affects you. I don't know if that blows some of your theology, but to me, we are members one of another. And you can do all kinds of gymnastics and try and get out of it. I don't think it's going to work. Brothers and sisters, God says, you are members one of another. And when my knee hurts, it should hurt you. And if I can't jump because your knee is bad, that affects my ability to jump. Does that make sense? If Jason's knees weren't working here this morning, he wouldn't be able to glorify God with good health. And brothers and sisters, don't let sin in your life. Don't let things that don't build what we really want. Because we all want a healthy body, right? Physically and spiritually. Do you want it enough? Or are you going to make a difference? And I hope you hear my heart. I'm not saying that we're not there. I just want us to be reminded of the things that we do will affect the church. So, in the day and age that we live in, individualism and those things don't seem to lift that up. And I felt it the need here this morning to just lift up what good health looks like and who's responsible for good health. It's you. It's what goes into your mouth that you eat becomes who you are. What you eat, what you listen to, what you see The things that make your heart tick. The things that make your heart pursue. I endeavor, by the grace of God, want to add to my faith virtue, unto my virtue knowledge, temperance, patience, brotherly kindness, that you and I, that you could be ministered, that you could be built up, that you could be healed, that you could find forgiveness, that you could be pushed out into the world for evangelism. That's exciting, brothers and sisters. That the church could be able to represent Christ here on earth. Isn't that exciting? That the church is able to jump when it needs to jump. And it's able to go out. And it's able to heal. And it's able to forgive. And do all the wonderful works of the Lord Jesus Christ. Like He did. Who wants to meet Jesus? Go ye therefore into all the world, making disciples. Brothers, let's do that by the grace of God. Let's stop eating junk food. If we're aware that it's not good for us, let's do it. Let's stop. If you see materialism getting a hook in your heart, don't let it. Worldly pursuits. Please stand, let's pray. Lord, we turn our hearts to You this morning. We hear, we see, we read beautiful things in the Bible. We see the glory of Christ as He walked through the earth, as He met individuals, as He met the woman by the well, as He met the woman and caught in adultery. As He met blind people. Lord, it's beautiful to see Christ. Lord, here we are this morning. We desire to be a body, a bride, a church of God, where people could again see, have a clear vision for the kingdom of God. That people could be healed. Lord, and I'm sure there's many other needs that You're seeing here this morning that are needful for the body to minister to. Lord, would You build up our congregation? I don't know where we're at, Lord, but I do sense that I could eat less junk food. Help us to make those small decisions. That we would have time, energy, fortitude to build the body. Whatever that's needful. Lord, and You know how every member fits in this thing. Oh, that You would speak from the head and that Your people would hear personally what they need to do to help make this body be what it needs to be. Bless Your people. Strengthen them in their spirits. Renew their vision. Give them a zeal for the kingdom of God. That they would be fruitful. That Your church could be fruitful. That Your name would be glorified among us. We ask for Your help, Lord. We ask for Your Spirit to go with us as we make decisions. That Your people could be built up. We ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. The Lord bless you. Thank you for your attention and your participation.
Well, thank you, Jason. You know, I was thinking it's hard to add much to that message, isn't it? How could we make it more fuller than what it is? You know, we start out with saying, you know, how important it is to have good health. We all want good health. And you know, in our healthy bodies, if we don't have healthy bodies, we will spend everything we have, you might say, to get healthy bodies. We will go to the doctors or hospitals and spend our last dollar in order to stay alive or to have good health. You know, how much more important is it to have good health spiritually? God's not asking for our money. He's asking for our heart. To give everything we have to have good health. You know, I believe we have good health. And I believe, as I look here, I realize we could have much better health. I could have much better spiritual health than what I have. And I think that's what Jason was encouraging us to. You know, let's take the next step of faith. Like I said earlier, you know, about Elijah. He walked with God. It was his personal choices to walk with God until God took him up in the chariot. That's how close you walk with God. I think it's beautiful. What Jason is telling us, we need to walk with God in a more perfect and a purer way. I'm so blessed, and I just encouraged how he said, who is the church? You know, it's each one of us. You know, sometimes we think of who is the church? We say, oh, Brother Earl's the church, or Brother Stephen Clark's the church, or somebody's the church. No, wait a minute. We are the church. Individually, we are the church. And just imagine with me, if each one of us is filled with all these things, and then come together to bless each other, this is going to be a bubbling church. Amen? Amen. And that's what we are, what Brother Jason is encouraging us towards. That we would be not just tasted these things, but to be filled with all these things. Not to be filled with, you know, things that are unhealthy, but all the things that we see there that are healthy, that we would be filled with those things. So again, I just want to say thank you. You know, I was thinking, I had one of my children write down the list of these things. I'm like, no, that's good. We need to, you know, it's something that'll take more to chew on just this morning. Something we need to chew on this week. What does it take to be healthy? You know, it'd be a blessing if somebody wanted to write all these down and make a list of them. What does it take to be healthy? You know, and to have them in our Bible. You realize sometimes we need to reflect. What does it take to have good health? And, you know, to pursue it. Because we know we can be excited about it right now. But what about in a week from now, 2 weeks from now? This isn't going to happen overnight. It's a lifestyle of pursuing after God. And so, that's my encouragement for us. Actually, I want to say again, thank you, God, for visiting us and speaking to us. Okay, just want to open it up. If somebody has a few words to share, then there's a mic ready. Just raise your hand and a word of testimony or a word. What area the Lord spoke to you at this morning? Or just a testimony of praise or worship? Up here in front, brother.
Yeah, I really appreciated the message and the comparison between the healthy physical, or like our physical body in the church. Of course, it's biblical. We saw that in 1 Corinthians 12 there. And it's a beautiful comparison. But, you know, we say that we all want to be healthy physically, you know, our physical bodies. But do we really want to be healthy physically? Or maybe we just maybe we think that we can eat some junk food, you know, and still be healthy physically. You know, we can have our chips and our sodas I'm amazed. I told Debbie this the other few weeks ago, but I said I'm amazed how people can smoke, you know, all their life or do whatever all their life and still live to be 80 years old or something. You know, it's just amazing. Our bodies are so resilient to be healthy, even though there's some junk food there. But it really, you know, if we want to have really, maybe, I don't know, good health in the long run, you know, that if we do discipline ourselves and not eat, you know, some of those things, that's not going to be a guarantee even, you know, because we could still get something and be sick. But my point is here, I believe that for the church, we can't have the mentality that, oh, I can just eat a little bit of junk food and I'll be okay and the church will be okay. You know, spiritually, in the spiritual sense. You know, I think in our physical bodies, we all kind of think, well, a little bit here, a little bit there won't hurt. Well, over time, it might hurt more than what we really believe it's going to be. But it really comes down to faith. Do we really believe it? You know, or are we just saying it with our mouth? We all want to be healthy, but do we really believe it in the physical sense and I think even much more in the spiritual sense? We can't have a little bit of junk food and get away with it. We can't, you know, watch this thing over there and get away with it where it's not going to affect our relationship with God or, you know, the church here. So I don't know if I made my point, but that's my thought that I had anyway on that.
I think you would agree with me, brother. All of us have had junk food, but we need to repent from those things so they don't affect us. Amen.
Yeah, we all heard the statement of, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link, right? I think the same thing is true with the body. We're only as healthy as the sickest person, you know, really.
That's right.
And I just thought of that. I thought, wow, that's almost too strong. But it's how it is. And it just bore down in my heart here as I thought of that. You know, we all want to be healthy. And if there's sickness among us, you know, we pray for them. And it should be the same way spiritually. If we have sickness here, that's how strong we'll be. May God help us to rise to the challenge to be a healing church, hearing and having compassion and giving and all these things.
Amen. Thanks for sharing that, brother. That's a lot of truth to that, what you said. You know, we have a weak link. Sometimes, if we're not careful, people can say, well, I'm kind of weak here, but at least the church is strong. Well, you're a weak link in the church. You know, that weak link needs to become stronger because that weak link does affect the rest of us. Amen. Okay, anyone else? Way in the back, against the door.
I would say one of the most effectual ways to keep a church going strong is to pray for one another. If you think you have an issue with someone, pray for him. And there's a verse that says, you will know, by this the world will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. That prayer and love for one another. And I've been thinking about that for the last, 3 years, and how we can keep joy floating. How can we keep our church together? And I think the biggest one is to pray for one another, pray for our church. Not just once a month.
Amen.
And especially if we have issues with someone, pray for him instead of talking about it with somebody else. Lift him up to God, you know. We need to stand in the gap for people. And yeah.
Okay, anybody else have a testimony? Okay, I think that's it. Yeah, I just want to encourage us again that let's not leave here and forget what we heard. But let's not be the one, somebody that looks in the mirror and straightway forgets what he looked like. But let's take these things home and ponder them in our hearts. God, how can I be more pure and more holy like you are? How can I love my brother more and pray for them and encourage them and submit to them, to exhort them and to serve them and to forgive them and to receive them and to teach them? You know, it goes on and on. How can we do that more? You know, let's make that our homework to see how can we be more Christ-like? How can we be, you know, I think each one of the lower ask for raise of hand, who wants to be more Christ-like? I think right here is our answer. This is how we're more Christ-like. To seek Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Yes, Brother Earl.
Yeah, I just wonder if we have a volunteer to take a picture of this and then type it up and give it to the church. I think it's worthwhile.
I think it would be very nice, very good. Okay, Debbie. Sharon? Okay, excellent. Yeah. Okay, Sharon, you want to do that? Nobody erase it afterwards. She can take a picture of it. And I think it's good. And let's, when we get a copy, let's put it in our Bible and say, you know, this is what I want to be like. How can I be more like this? And then look at their junk food. How much junk food is in my life? Let's get the junk food out of our life. And how can I be more Christ-like? And I think, you know, that's really the answer of a closer walk with God. And then we come together as a church, all being filled with the Spirit and power of God. Amen. Then can we be effective to go to Greece and to reach out to those around us? Amen. Amen.